Some breaking news now coming out of Parliament, and back to what has been one of the stories of the week. The National MP Michael Woodhouse has confirmed that he too received private patient details of the current COVID-19 or patients in New Zealand from the former National Party President Michelle Bogue. The revelation comes after his colleague, the MP Hamish Walker, announced on Wednesday he wouldn't be seeking re-election this year after revealing himself as the source and is passing on private COVID-19 patient details to the media. Ms Bogue was his source as well, and in a statement this morning she says she's resigned from being a member of the National Party. She has been a member for something close to 50 years. Ms Bogue announcing that just this morning. She says the last few days have underscored the unhealthy relationship she's developed with politics. Mr Woodhouse, meanwhile, received four unsolicited emails from Ms Bogue between June the 21st and 25th, and while it was different information to what the other MP, Mr Walker, received, it contained similar patient details. He has made contact with QC Michael Herron, who is conducting an investigation into the leak. We expect to speak to Mr Woodhouse a little later in the morning. But first, RNZ political reporter Joe Moyer is with us. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So how has this unfolded this morning?
Well, it's an interesting one because obviously this has been going on for quite some time now. It actually goes back to last week when Hamish Walker passed on that information initially to several media outlets, including RNZ. Over the weekend, we actually saw Michael Woodhouse was one of three National MPs who were actually criticising the leaked information. At the time, they didn't know that Hamish Walker was responsible for it, of course, and that Michelle Bogue had given it to him. But Todd Muller and Michael Woodhouse and Paul Goldsmith all made public statements about how bad it was that the information had been leaked. It was shabby, and we're pointing to the government as being responsible. Now, at no point it seems that the leader, Todd Muller, has actually, I mean, presumably the National Party MPs have a WhatsApp group or something, has at no point actually sent a message out saying, does anyone have this information? Does anyone know anything about this information? That's never happened. Obviously, Hamish Walker eventually came clean after lawyering up with his own QC, and we saw him on Wednesday announced that he was not going to seek re-election in the Clutha Southland seat in September. Now, yesterday, Todd Muller was in Christchurch, and he was asked at his press conference yesterday afternoon several times whether he had asked all of his MPs if they had any of this information or if they had known about it. And sort of gave a few fudgy answers, eventually got there and said that no, he hadn't asked them because as far as he was concerned, the issue was resolved and it was Hamish Walker and Michelle Bogue who were responsible. Now, I don't know what's happened between then and this morning when we've received these statements, so I can only speculate, but presumably Michael Woodhouse has at some point between yesterday afternoon and this morning recalled that he had received some emails, which he has said in a statement he actually subsequently deleted. And while it wasn't exactly the same information as that which Hamish Walker received, it did have private patient details in it. So he's now come clean as well. And this all just comes back to the fact that it's been a week now, nearly, and Todd Muller has not bothered to ask his MPs whether they had any of the information. And so it's really kind of dragged on and is becoming quite a mess for Todd Muller and a real test of his leadership.
Can we be clear, did Mr Woodhouse know over the weekend when his leader and he himself was criticising the fact this information was so loosely held it could be leaked to the media, did he know then who the source of the information was? Walker's information, that is.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, it will be interesting to get Mr Woodhouse on the program, which I understand
soon.
He's coming
next
on.
Hour, yes.
Yeah, because it's hard to say. I mean, I would be surprised if he was criticising it in the way that he was and saying that it was a shabby leak connected to the government, if he was aware that he had himself received that information and subsequently deleted it. Now, I don't know whether that was sort of a memory fade or what, but it seems a long time between last weekend and this morning for that sort of recollection to come about.
The other thing is, if he was criticising the fact that Mr Walker had this information from a source and that was inappropriate, why wasn't he making those criticisms when he himself received such information that was presumably equally inappropriate? Why did he not go public then?
Another very good question, Catherine, that I hope Michael Woodhouse can answer. Because if he's had, like, I mean, I take the point, he says in his statement that it isn't the exact same information, but he does say it was similar insofar as it contained patient details. And the statement also says, I recognise that the information in those emails was private, so I did not share it with anyone else, and I subsequently deleted them.
But the question he's got to ask himself, and we shall ask him, and come on soon, please, Mr Woodhouse, is why, when you received this information from Ms Bogue, and presumably believed it inappropriate that you received it, did you not do something? And even if it was the politically palatable criticising the government for looseness of information yourself?
Oh, totally. I mean, many, many unanswered questions here. And also, I would have thought that if you had received what is a serious breach of people's privacy in terms of their patient details, that you would recall that very quickly, and that at the weekend, when it became apparent that this information had been leaked, yes, he may not have known that it was Hamish Walker at that time, but surely alarm bells would go off. Hang on a second, I've previously received information like this and deleted it because I thought it was a terrible privacy breach. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
What does make sense is that it might be politically inconvenient for a former party president to have provided you with the information in the first place. That said, you would still think you would be... And if you went public and said, the government's really loose, the health ministry's really loose, or whomever is really loose, we shouldn't be getting this kind of information from anybody, the question would then be, who did you get it from? So was it avoiding going into a difficult public situation by not going public himself on his own receipt of the information?
Yeah, I mean, quite possibly, as you've laid it out there. I mean, there's no great headline in saying that you've, you know, received information you shouldn't have from former party president Michelle Bogue. So I imagine you would try and avoid that headline at all costs. But, you know, and now we've got a situation where it's much messier than it would have been.
Well, do you know the other thing is, what's also messy is the fact that this information has made its way out to now two people, yes, via the same source, but the fundamental question remains, the communications between what we are told was the Health Ministry and Ms Bogue on her private email address, but as we understand it, still on the basis that she was the acting chief executive of a legitimate organisation to receive it. That fundamental question remains a big one, but this is all about National.
Oh, totally. And I mean, we've seen that, you know, Michelle Bogue is obviously she, right from the start, when she confessed that she passed this information on to Hamish Walker, she resigned from their acting chief executive role with the Rescue Helicopter Trust. I mean, she's now resigned from the National Party and says that, you know, she hopes her resignation will allow the party to get on with its vital task of setting out its pathway for New Zealand's future. But difficult for them to be doing that at the moment because this is not great. And, you know, there's so many unanswered questions. And, you know, Michael Heron, as of Wednesday, probably seemed to have quite an easy job ahead of himself in that Hamish Walker and Michelle Bogue had come clean. But now there seems to be this wider situation of he's going to have Michael Woodhouse presumably also come and have a chat to him about what he received and when. And where was all this information coming from in the first place? And why was it going to email addresses for, you know, someone who's running a political lobbying company? I mean, it's the sort of sharing of this information is very loose. Todd Muller's right about that.
All right. Look, the opposition health spokesman is coming on next hour. I'd appreciate it if he would, so that he can explain exactly how this has unfolded and why he took actions he did and didn't take actions that he did at the time. Joe, thank you again for the latest update on what has become such a saga. Joe Moyer is the RNZ political reporter based in the press gallery office.